This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a thing that happens in cities as they age. Some parts do well. They get businesses and neighborhoods and people. Other parts don't. They get run down and left behind, abandoned even. A lot of places are trying to change that, including Phoenix, Arizona, which has quite a history of urban sprawl. There are plans there afoot to connect some of the high-rises of downtown with a Latino barrio that developers have ignored for the better part of a century. Peter O'Dowd has that story from the Fronteras desk at KJZZ.
There are poor industrial neighborhoods in every big city. I'm standing in one of them with developer Feliciano Vera. With a good arm, you could probably pick up this empty beer bottle that we just found on the land he's buying.
Bottle of Cobra.
Give it a good chuck and clear the railroad tracks that separate Grant Park from the polished office buildings of downtown Phoenix. With these 14 acres of empty dirt, Vera plans to bridge the divide between rich and poor.
So this is a condition that's existed that predates statehood.
For our community to go over the railroad tracks and for the downtown people to come on this side of the railroad tracks, it's like going to China.
I asked Eva Olivas to join us at the site of Vera's proposed development. She leads a group that works to improve the local neighborhoods. In Grant Park, trees and good sidewalks are scarce. Decades of industrial use have polluted the soil. In 2012, the median income was about $19,000 a year. But Olivas says the area is rich with Latino history. In the 1970s, the now famous saying, "Si se puede," yes, we can, was coined just a few blocks from here during Cesar Chavez's fast for farm worker rights.
We have been waiting and learning and preparing for this moment. This community wants to support something.
That something could be up to 800 new apartments and townhouses, a third of them set aside for low-income residents. There's room right under a flight path for another 300,000 square feet or so of commercial and retail space.
Let me ask you, so if we have a century or more of failure to do this, what in the world makes you think
what's different?
You can do
this? What's different this time?
The answer, Vera says, is timing. From Las Vegas to Detroit, American inner cities are revitalizing.
On the macro level, nationally, obviously we're going through this period of intense urbanization.
At a community meeting to discuss the project, Grant Park residents Vanjie Muller and Nanette Parra fantasized about this urbanization.
Dream big.
Dream big would be to have
a grocery store.
But even though a grocery store and much more may be needed, Parra worries developers will put the community as she knows it at risk. It wouldn't be the first time in Arizona that working-class Latinos got pushed out of their neighborhoods.
They cater to those that are more educated, that are able to speak up, that are everything that our neighborhood isn't, that's what they cater to, and that's what we don't want.
There's really not an embracing of the Mexican-American culture. I mean, it's more the cowboy stuff, you know, the old West stuff.
Earl Wilcox owns El Portal Mexican restaurant just across the street from Grant Park. His family is well-connected politically, and he's used that clout to complain that the wrong development will threaten small businesses like his. Wilcox says competition from a big chain like Applebee's could wipe them out.
That's the fear.
And spoil the atmosphere of the entire place.
If they just come in historically and traditionally the way they do things, build it, and, you know, we'll worry about all these other things later, then there's going to be a lot of problems.
But if the developer recognizes Grant Park's Latino culture,
it could be something really beautiful.
In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.